America is an amazing country filled with wonderful people who do incredible things. But too often, the media and liberal politicians ignore big parts of our nation and the people who make it work. Today, I'm going to be speaking about some of the important work we are doing at the RNC to help us win this November and ensure the integrity of our elections. I'll also speak with Madison Jesioto-Gilbert, the RNC's national spokesperson, about the RNC's Bank Your Vote initiative and why it is critical that Republicans vote early. This is what Republicans stand for. I'm Ronna McDaniel, and this is Real America. Welcome, everybody, to the 2024 first podcast of Real America. We're so excited to have you, especially as we are focusing on real Americans who are hurting every day, who just came out of Christmas feeling Biden inflation, feeling the crime in their cities, feeling less safe and less secure under this terrible Biden administration. So we have to win in 2024, and the RNC is working hard to make that happen. And we're excited to talk to you about the things that we're doing and also about the things that we need your help with as we head into this election cycle, because we need to take back the White House, we need to win the Senate, and we need to hold the House so real Americans can have a better life. So some things that I want to talk about with the RNC right now, just 101 RNC, what we do, what we're focused on. But let's start with 2022. 2022, some fun facts that a lot of people don't realize that should give us a lot of comfort as we head into 2024 is that actually 4 million more Republicans turned out than Democrats. That's amazing. We would have won the Electoral College in 2022. We won the popular vote, and we won in key states like Arizona, Georgia, and New Hampshire, with Republicans being the top vote getters, which is key as we head into 2024. Not only that, we did flip the House, we fired Nancy Pelosi, and we won in really blue states like California and New York. And we put states like Florida, Ohio, and Iowa firmly in the Republican column. This is key. And these are things that should give us a lot of comfort as we head into 2024. Now, I always talk about the RNC as a road builder. We build the road, and then all the cars drive on it, right? We do things that the cars can't do, because candidates, they have to focus on TV and getting their message out, and they do that with their pollsters and their comms teams. They know their state really well, and they know why they're running. But they need the RNC to be building that road for them while they're trying to seek the nomination of our party. So there are four things that we are focused on to build that road to success in 2024. First, we are always working to expand the party. We have the best message. We have the best policies for the American people, but we need to reach every single voter to share that with them. And that is why we have intentionally made an effort through the RNC to reach minority communities. We did this in 2022. We had 38 different minority outreach centers in Black, Asian, Hispanic communities, communities that are flocking to our party because they know that we are a party that delivers better results for them. And we are going to have more of those. We had seven open in 2023. We'll be up above 40 for 2024. We also have to reach young voters. I have an 18 and a 20-year-old. I know that young voters get their information through streaming, through social media. So we've created an advisory, a youth advisory council to help us contact those young voters. They were at the debates. They are on our Rumble channel. These are key initiatives we're focusing on to increase and expand our party. The third thing, boring stuff. I know people don't pay attention to it, but voter registration. You have to register voters because guess what? Republicans are leaving blue states and we're going to Florida and Georgia and Tennessee and other states, and we can't have them vote if we don't register them. So this is a key initiative that we're focused on all the time at the RNC. The other thing that we focus on all the time is how do we increase Republican early voting? We all know this, right? It is not election day anymore. It's election season. So how do we get more Republicans to cast their ballot early? And that is why we have launched the Bank Your Vote initiative. I'm going to talk about that more a little bit later in the podcast, but it's important that everybody knows to go to bankyourvote.com. We have to make sure that everyone is utilizing the entire voting window to turn their ballots in, because we can't win. We just can't win if we think we can only vote on election day. we're giving Democrats a huge head start if they're using that entire 45 or 50 day voting window and we're not casting ballots till Election Day. The other thing is we're spending money chasing all those ballots if we have to chase them all through Election Day. So the earlier you vote, the less money we have to spend robocalling you or sending digital messages to you or knocking your door. So getting those ballots in early is going to be a key initiative for us. The RNC already has 15 staff on the ground in 15 different states as we are preparing for this 2024 election. And a big part of that is our Bank Your Vote initiative. And the other part of that is the Protect Your Vote initiative. That's the third thing that we're focusing on in 2024. Listen, I hear this all the time. I talk to voters across the country. They're really worried about whether or not their vote's going to be protected. We right now at the RNC are engaged in 72 different lawsuits on things like protecting voter ID, making sure that non-citizens aren't able to vote. Key lawsuits in states like Michigan that are allowing poll watchers to be able to have access to voting locations. These are lawsuits that are taking place across the country. The RNC is in 72 of them. We also are recruiting poll watchers and poll workers. We recruited 80,000 in 2022. Please sign up to be a poll watcher and poll worker. And then the fourth thing, and I'm going over them real fast, we'll talk about them more in later podcasts, but this fourth one is so important because we are holding Joe Biden accountable. We've created an @RNC research Twitter account. The White House hates this account. They talk about it all the time because it drives them nuts, because we do hold Joe Biden accountable when he's on vacation in Delaware and average Americans can't even afford to get groceries or are living paycheck to paycheck. We also launched a factcheckbiden.com website because we know the media is not going to do it. So the RNC is doing it. You'll see a lot of media outlets use the videos or the fact checks that we're putting on there. We book Republicans on TV and candidates on TV all the time. So that's a little snapshot of what the RNC is doing right now to help make sure that we're paving that road for success in 2024. And we're going to go way more in depth in future podcasts on that. But today, I do want to focus on one of those things that we just talked about, which is the Bank Your Vote initiative. And up next, I'm going to have an interview with our national spokesperson, Madison Jesioto-Gilbert, and a former congressional candidate about why banking your vote is so important for Republicans in 2024.
Republicans need to vote early to win in 2024. That's why the RNC's Bank Your Vote campaign is educating GOP voters on how to lock in their votes as early as possible. And now we have customized websites for all 50 states and in 16 languages. Help Republicans win big in November. Visit bankyourvote.com to find out how to vote early in your state.
So joining me now is a dear friend of mine, but a powerhouse, such an amazing woman who I am just so proud to have as our RNC national spokesperson. She's a mom. She's from Ohio. Please welcome Madison Jesioto-Gilbert. Madison, thank you for coming on the show.
So good to be with you. 2024, here we go.
So before we begin, can you just give a little introduction to everybody about you, tell your story? I know a lot of people know who you are, but we'd love to hear a little bit more about you.
Absolutely. Hey, everybody watching, listening. If you don't know me, I'm Madison Jesioto-Gilbert. I'm from Northeast Ohio. I'm a former congressional candidate, Republican nominee in Ohio's 13th congressional district in the 2022 midterm cycle. I'm a wife, I'm a mom, I'm an attorney, and I've been involved in politics for about 10 years now. Before being a candidate myself, I was on the other side of things. I've worked on campaigns. I was the spokesperson for President Trump's inauguration in 2017, and you've probably seen me before on MSNBC, Fox, CNN, doing political commentary, and previously writing a column for the Washington Times.
That is a huge bio. I will say I see you a lot in my Instagram feed, Madison. You do such a great job. You do the Madison Minute. You're such a great communicator for our party. But I don't want to talk to you today about RNC, your RNC spokesperson role as much as your candidate experience, because I do think people don't understand the role of the candidate and the RNC and how we work together and how when we work together, it works so well. So you ran for Congress in 2022 in Ohio in a very, very tough district. Talk about that experience. And also, what role did the RNC play in helping you in your candidacy?
Sure. So I ran in 2022, as you mentioned. I won a 7-way contested primary, and it was one of the most targeted districts in the country. Everybody across the country had their eyes on Ohio 13. So it was a very difficult race that we ran. And as you know, being involved in politics for a long time, everybody and their brother always tells you they're going to be there for you when you run for office. And the reality is that doesn't always happen that way. And I tell people all the time, I talk about it in interviews, and truly cannot ever express my gratitude fully for the partnership that I had during my race with the RNC. One of the things that was most important to me as a candidate going into the race and having gotten my start a decade ago in grassroots politics, knocking the doors, making the phone calls for other candidates that I believed in, was grassroots. I wanted to make sure we had a robust program. We ended up having the most robust grassroots program of any congressional race in the state. We knocked more doors, we made more phone calls, and we could not have done that without your partnership and the RNC's partnership. So it's something that I was very, very proud of. Unfortunately, our race didn't go the way we ultimately wanted at the end of the day, and that's something I think we'll talk a little bit about when we talk about early voting and bank your vote today. But we were so proud and so excited to have that partnership. The RNC really laid the foundation and allowed us to spend so much of the money we worked hard to fundraise on TV and in other areas. We wouldn't have been able to do that if we didn't have that partnership.
Thanks, Madison. I know I did events with you and you worked so hard. And I do think it's so important to not undervalue the importance of grassroots and data, right? Data helps you know which doors to knock, who has an absentee ballot. How do we make sure that we're reaching the right voter and making sure that we're working with the candidate? And we really do connect with the candidates once you get that nomination to make sure you can put your money on TV and we can help with your ground game and turnout. But let's talk about early vote and bank your vote, because this is something that Democrat voters, especially coming out of 2020, have really embraced. They want to vote by mail. They don't want to vote in person. And it's been a little bit of the opposite with Republican voters. They're more inclined to say, I do want to vote in person. I do want to vote on Election Day. I don't want to vote by mail. So why do you think, as a candidate, having people vote early and banking their vote and voting by mail or absentee in person is going to be a game changer for our candidates across the country and how we win in 2024?
Well, you look at my race, you look at many other races in 2022. If we would have done a better job as Republicans, getting Republicans out to vote early and making sure we could break that stigma in the party, I think we would have seen different results in quite a few races. And so when we look forward to 2024, I think we look forward to future elections, we have to, as Republicans, recognize that we may not like the way things are. I was never a big fan of expanded early voting or ballot harvesting and there's obviously different rules in different states. However, at the same time, we have to play the same game the Democrats are playing. So if you live in a state in which you have early voting for 45 days, we want to see you out voting on day one. If you live in a state where ballot harvesting is legal, we want to see that going on. We want to make sure that we're playing that same game so that we can win these elections that we didn't win previously. Again, I understand that not all Republicans like it, but until we change the rules, we have to do the same thing the Democrats are doing or we won't win. And that's the reality.
That's such a good point, and I hear it all the time, because there is a lot of skepticism about voting by mail and voting early. And I get that. And I hear it from voters across the country. No, I'd rather just go in person. I talk to people when I'm in a different state. What's your preferred method of voting? But you have to recognize that if Democrats are banking votes early, they're getting a head start. You don't win a football game by starting to score in the fourth quarter. You've got to be scoring in all four quarters. So it may not be what we like, and it may not be what we like, but we have to do it. We have to engage it because the Democrats are doing it. So you're a lawyer, too. And I think this is a key part of the Bank Your Vote initiative, is the Protect Your Vote part of it. And the fact that we are in 72 lawsuits and we are fighting for good election laws. And while we're continuing to fight for those, we have to recognize that in some states we're not going to win, in Nevada and California. So we have to deal with the laws on the books. So talk to me about the importance that you're hearing from grassroots about having a robust poll watcher, poll worker program, and how people should volunteer to take those shifts so that they can have assurances that their vote will be counted.
Yeah, so I'm hearing this on the ground in Ohio. I'm hearing this across the country as we travel, throughout this primary cycle to different states. People who have been actively involved recognize that we need to be filling these roles. So obviously, bankyourvote.com. I encourage everybody to go to that, commit to voting early, but also go to GOP.com and make sure that you're signing up if you're interested to volunteer or to become a poll watcher, a poll worker. We're helping to connect people in those roles as well, which is so important. And there's so much misinformation online. And for anybody out there watching, if you're on Twitter, I'm sure you've seen it about what the RNC is doing or not doing. And the reality is we've been working very hard, not just since 2022, but before that. I know the efforts that you guys have been making before I ever came on board officially with the team, which is part of why I was inspired to want to be a part of the team and want to be a part of 2024 and the great success that we're going to have, because that groundwork can't start a month before the election and us expect it to work. And so that's why I think what for years has been, you know, coming to fruition will really make such a huge impact in 2024 for us. And I think people on the ground that we're talking to are starting to recognize that more than ever before. Again, a lot of misinformation out there. A lot of people didn't really know what we were doing. But every single person that I'm talking to that maybe had a different view of the party before hearing the real facts about the lawsuits that we're involved in that are helping to protect your vote, about, you know, how we're working to register voters, how we're working to get people to vote early, the resources we have available online, we're really changing minds and getting people actively involved, which is what I love to see. We need to be united. We all have to be actively involved in the way that best fits and suits our lives so that we can win, because people are struggling. You mentioned it earlier in the podcast. People are living under conditions in which truly, Ron, they didn't have to live under. It didn't have to be this way. Yeah. And people deserve better. And that's why we're all out here fighting for them.
It's so true. And I think, you know, people don't always understand. You hear Republican National Committee and you think, you know, I always say they think it's Oz, right? You're going to do everything. We right. don't do TV. That's you as a candidate and your pollster and your consultant. You decide what message you're going to take to the voters about you. Plus, the candidates get a 33% discount on TV. So the party really is, the RNC, I would say, is a turnout machine. And that's what we have to focus on. And it's data-driven, micro-targeted turnout where we know every voter who has a ballot, or in some states, they're automatically getting a ballot. They don't even have to request it anymore. And how do we make sure we get that ballot in, especially if we know they're a high-propensity Republican? So I do want to talk about one other thing, which is ballot harvesting. There's a lot of misinformation out there that we don't do ballot harvesting. Listen, I don't like ballot harvesting. I think it's terrible. I think having chain of custody is so important. But in states like Nevada, they have unlimited ballot harvesting. That's the law, so we have to do it. So can you talk a little bit about what you've learned as spokesperson and what we're doing on a ballot harvesting front at the RNC?
Yeah, I think this is something people are really confused about, even when it comes to where it's legal, because obviously it's not legal in every state. And so when people do go to bankyourvote.com, they can find out what's legal in their state, what are the different options, and use that as not only a way to commit to voting early, but of course, as a resource for them to find out in their state, you know, how the laws have changed, because things have changed a lot in the past 10 years. In regards to ballot harvesting, it is something that we're doing, and it's something we were doing even before 2022. And I think you look to California as a good example. You look to Young Kim's race, representative out in California, and how she used churches to harvest thousands of ballots. And so we're working, you know, with campaigns across the country to do the same. One other thing that I continue to talk to people about when it comes to our Bank Your Vote initiative that I don't think people quite understand is the amount of money that it saves if you vote early. And that's really what this comes down to. The unfortunate reality is there's a lot of money involved in political elections, and we need to make sure that we can use that money wisely. Every single donor, whether they're donating $1 or $1,000, wants to see their money go towards winning elections. And we can win more elections when we save money. So for a voter that votes early, we're going to spend, I think, around, and you may know the numbers better than me, around $5 to chase their ballot, and if they're voting early in that election season, versus somebody who waits until election day, we could spend over $30. And so all that extra money we save can go towards targeting lower propensity voters, people that may be likely to vote Republican and independent, maybe even a Democrat, depending on how much money we save, but people that we could get voting for us that we wouldn't have had the resources to chase otherwise. And that's something I think that goes very largely missed.
That's such a great point. And I think the Bank Your Vote initiative and ballot harvesting show that, right? If we wait till the very end and think we're going to get it all in on the last day, something can happen in your family. You never know. You know, you could get sick, or you have a child that's sick, or a family member that needs help that day that might get in the way of voting. And you don't think about that a lot, but you don't know what's going to happen on election day. So having that assurance to know, one, that we're watching your ballot, that we're going to have poll watchers there, we're going to have lawyers there, we have reporting software. But two, that when you get that ballot in early, you are now freeing up resources for us to go find and seek a ballot from maybe an independent or a swing voter. And we're not spending that full $30 on you. It's allowing us to use those resources to go find somebody new and up our totals so that we can win that election. And some of these elections, we're winning by 400, 500 votes. So that really, really matters. I do want to just hone in on one more thing from your campaign. I know that you were hugely engaged with your volunteers, but do talk about the importance of the volunteers and what they were doing to knock doors and turn out the vote, and how much that infrastructure, that road of volunteers being prepared and trained and ready to go, made a difference for you as a candidate after you won that seven-way primary.
Yeah, as I said before, I used to be one. I volunteered for many years, and so I couldn't have done it without all of the people that stepped up to volunteer. It really takes a village when you run for office, and every single person that came out for us, we were so grateful. As you know, I was 9 months pregnant towards the end of the cycle, and I was out knocking like 6 miles on doors some days, and we had incredible people right there alongside me that, when I had to go home, continued on throughout the day. And of course, them being trained and knowing, you know, what to do, having the data that the RNC provides, that's truly just impeccable. We have the best data in the industry. Democrats have tried to model and copy what we do. So that's another thing that I think, again, goes unnoticed, but is happening across the country to help us be successful in many races.
Yeah, I always joke that if a Democrat knocks my door, a Democrat door knocker, I'm so thrilled because I know their data is so bad if they're knocking the door of the RNC chair. And then I'm like, right, come in and have dinner. And here, I'm going to send you to my brother's house so I can take them off of door knocking from any other doors. So I just take as much time from them as I possibly can. But I like am overjoyed if a Democrat's knocking my door because their data is just wrong. I mean, data is so important. You've got to make sure you're knocking the right door for the right voter that you know is going to turn out for your candidate. I'll just end with one other thing, which is in the waning days of an election, TV gets oversaturated. It doesn't make the same impact that it used to in turning out the vote. So when you know there are 2,000 high-propensity Republicans who have absentee ballots in your district that haven't turned in their ballot, that's where that ground game, that infrastructure of volunteers that the RNC is building makes a difference. So yes, we want them to bank their vote early, but if they do that, we can hone our efforts and our resources on finding those stray ballots that we need to get in to win in those waning days of an election. So Madison, anything else you want to add on the Bank Your Vote initiative? I know we're going to be doing lots of other podcasts as we go forward, kind of giving the fundamentals, the ground game, the play-by-play of the RNC, but anything that you think's important to add for our listeners?
Really, I just encourage every single person out there listening, watching the podcast right now, to visit bankyourvote.com. I understand you may be worried about banking your vote, but recognize that not only will this help us win, but we're also helping to protect your vote along the way. Many people have concerns about making sure their vote's protected, making sure their vote counts, and the RNC is actively engaged in lawsuits across the country, holding Democrats accountable, holding state legislatures accountable, holding governors like Governor Kathy Hochul in New York accountable, and making sure that your vote's going to count and count the right way, no matter what the laws are in those states. They may be changed one day, but again, right now we got to play that same game. So I encourage everybody to visit bankyourvote.com. And if you're interested and have the time to volunteer, visit GOP.com, because we would love to see you out there as we get closer and closer to beating Joe Biden, expanding our House majority, and taking back the Senate this November.
Thanks, Madison. Thank you for everything. You're
Thank
such
you.
A great mom. You're such a great spokesperson. I just think the world of you. Congratulations
you.
On your new baby. Just thank you for all that you do for the RNC and for our party. And if you, you're not only going to see her at the RNC, she's on TV. Go to her Instagram page. Do you have a Twitter page or any other ways that we can find you, Madison?
Yep. I am now all over social media. I'm still on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter and on TikTok now as well.
Okay. Go find her on all of those platforms. You're a busy lady. And then, yes, we do need you to get engaged. Listen, we can't win. I'll tell you a couple of things. We can't win unless we're all working together, right? We may not always agree on things, but right now, we've got to put any differences we have on our part on our in our party aside and focus on beating the Democrats. This is a time where we have to save our country. People are really hurting, and they are looking to us saying, please make sure our border is closed. Make sure that fentanyl is not coming into my community. Let's stop this crazy crime that is happening. Let's make sure that parents have a say in their kids' school. All the things that we want to do, we cannot do if we don't win. And we cannot govern if we don't win. And we can't do that if we're fighting each other and not focusing on the Democrats. So we need you. We need you to go to bankyourvote.com. We need you to pledge to Bank Your Vote. Text BANK to 80810. Get involved now so that we can be an army of people saving our country heading in to November so that we can win the White House, the Senate, and keep the House. So thank you all so much. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Madison. And let's go win in 2024. I'm Ronna McDaniel, and this is what Republicans stand for. Join me next time on Real America. Paid for by the Republican National Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.gop.com.